Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Ashley Hayes and Laura Canning, and we're going to talk about Atlantic Rising and some of the activities. So, Laura, we're going to start with you because you have an activity coming right up that you need people to know about.
Yeah, we have an event on Thursday the 16th, and it's going to be right after Produce in the Park. It's our Educator Appreciation Night. So, if you're a principal or a para or a teacher, come on out, show us your school badge and your school ID, and we're gonna have gift bags until we run out for anybody that wants to come, and you can register for door prizes and things like that. We just wanna show a little bit of appreciation for all those hardworking school employees.
Well, and I'm sure they're pretty excited about school starting, but also it's always great to have some support because it gets a little crazy when school starts and they get new students and so on. I'm not sure that we mentioned, we just assume everybody knows Produce in the Park is in Atlantic City Park, but that's where you'll be.
Right. We're going to kind of be on the tail end, so come a little early to go for Produce in the Park, and then we'll start at 6:30, and we'll have the bounce house there, so bring the whole family. And we're also going to be doing a school drive, a school supply drive, and we're going to share those school supplies out with the area schools.
Okay, so you stop by, the stores all have supplies, or maybe you have some supplies there, but bring them by. You'll have a special table there that you can get all of those pulled together and take care of them. So, Ashley, let's talk about Atlantic Rising, because I'm knowing that name is somewhat unfamiliar to people.
Yes, so Atlantic Rising was the new name for what was Young Professionals of Atlantic. We decided to rebrand this year and hope that lets people know that the organization is open to anyone and everyone. A lot of people have the idea that a professional is somebody that wears a suit every day or somewhere along those lines. And really it's just for anyone that's working in the area and is within the age of 21 to 45. And we're just wanting to really bring the younger people of the community together and giving back in some way. There's been a real loss of that after JC's disbanded, so we're hoping to help fill that void.
And you know, one of the reasons that this started was, as you say, JC's no longer there. But I hear young people say when they come to community, it's really difficult sometimes to get acquainted. You might have your coworkers, but beyond that, it's a little difficult.
Yeah, so that's another thing that Atlantic Rising is really great for, is the socializing and networking part of it. We hold events throughout the year, what we call mix and mingles. It's a time for people to just come, be relaxed, meet new people, network a little bit here and there. But, you know, it's mainly just a relaxing social event. So that's a really good way for people who are new to the area to get to know others.
Is there a fee to be a member?
Yes, it's $15, and with that $15, that includes a shirt to wear at all of our volunteer opportunities that we do. And part of those funds also go to making sure that we're able to do the events.
$15, that's a couple of those really expensive coffees. I mean, $15 doesn't isn't very much, so that surely should be a deterrent for anybody to join. Do you meet on a regular basis?
Our mix and mingles, we try to do at least every 2 months or so. So, you know, approximately quarterly. And then we have our volunteer opportunities throughout the year as well.
So it sounds like to me there's not a huge responsibility. There's not a huge time commitment. And that's so important to young people with their families and so on. It's not like you got to show up every week or show up, you know, once you say I'm going to be this member, you got to show up. Well, sometimes.
Well, yeah, I mean, nothing is set in stone for anyone. It's not a requirement to necessarily be at everything. Granted, it's always nice to have a night out and have fun. But our volunteer opportunities, you know, we try to make sure that it's just for a couple hours and it's not all the time. And we feel that a couple hours here and there throughout the year is something that is reasonable.
Yeah. It's fun and it's work. Laura, let's talk about a few of those volunteer opportunities that you've done in the past. Give us some examples.
Yeah. We have worked at Atlantic Fest, of course, which just happened. And then we, of course, helped Seth this year build the playground out at Schulberg Recreation Area. I guess maybe us younger generation are really good at building things, because we've also helped Seth build the Kitty Corral shelter. So sometimes whenever there's some heavier work, I guess, to be done, things like that.
And of course, Seth heads up Park and Rec, and lots of things going on at Schulberg, and it's great that the Atlantic Rising members have been able to help with that. Now, tell us a little bit about, because the event, I know that you've had a couple of years, that is to honor, or to recognize, I should say, some of those young professionals.
Yeah, we have a gala every year, a dessert gala every year that we have five categories that we can nominate our young professionals into, and we also pick a business to feature as a young professional business. So yeah.
So I always appreciate seeing the news, hearing the news about that, because we who have been in Atlantic for a long time, it's good for us to hear those names and know who's new in town, who do we need to go say welcome, and also support those young people. Because without those young people, oh, we're in big trouble. So, and Ashley, of course, you know that very well, because you also are a member of the chamber staff. And so you're well acquainted with all of the things that are needed in the community. Now, we've talked about Atlantic, but I'm thinking that perhaps members might come from beyond the town of Atlantic.
Yeah, absolutely. So our mission statement doesn't even say specifically Atlantic. It just says growing the next generation of leaders through professional, social, and civic opportunities. So obviously, with us being a small community, even though we're one of the larger ones in the area, we want to make sure that we're including all the people that may possibly work in the area or even live here but may work somewhere else. So we're definitely encompassing to all communities.
And of course, whether you live somewhere else or not, you're apt to come to Atlantic for something and supporting that. And Atlantic, I know, works with some of the other towns in terms of things that are happening. So that we just need to think about how we can help each other out.
Yeah, I think as young people in the area, it's important that we kind of show unity and that we're willing to take that next step in initiative and kind of work our way into where some of the older generations are now starting to move out. And that's important to keep Atlantic and the surrounding areas going.
You bet, and that takes that young blood. Laura, let's talk a little more about a couple events coming up, but let's talk a little more about this school supply drive. Are there some specific things that you would like, and maybe some things that you don't find useful, or, you know, what are you encouraging people to bring to Atlantic City Park this Thursday?
Yeah, anything that either the students or the teachers could use, we're just going to distribute our school supplies into the three districts in Cass County. Dry erase markers or extra pencils, extra sticky notes, things like that. Even the teachers could use things like that. We would appreciate those kind of things.
Yeah, that's an important point, because there are a number of ways that school supplies for kids are gathered together. But sometimes we forget about those teachers. And I keep hearing that teachers have to buy a lot of their own supplies.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we decided to do our gift bags. Our gift bags are going to be geared a little bit more towards those professionals, whether they're a para or a teacher or a librarian. So something they can use in the classroom or in their rooms versus individual, you know, pack of crayons for children, thing like that. Yeah.
So, you know, if we've been out of school for a while, we sort of forget about the number of people. It's not just the teachers. They're maybe the ones that they are the head of everything. But food service, custodians, there's so many people who make a school work.
Yeah, and so everybody, just everybody come on out. You know, we've never done anything like this around Atlantic before. So it's the first year for it. We just wanted to give it a go and make it a little bit more of a family event where any of our family or Atlantic Rising families and anybody who's interested in joining can come on out and enjoy the bounce house and drop off some supplies, things like that.
Okay, and your event starts at 6:30 at the Atlantic City Park, but we certainly want to invite people to come 4:30 to 6:30 for produce in the park. You mentioned the bounce house will be there the whole time, and because this is YMCA week, they also have a great chef who's going to have some good tasting things. There's going to be some good music, some fun music, accordions. Oh, they both are going, oh, yes. Allison Berry Hill and Jeanette Hoig, who've had a great time playing. And so it's going to be a great night. So again, Laura Canning and Ashley Hayes, we want to thank you for visiting with us and also for the work you do with Atlantic Rising. Until next time, here's a thought. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world, by Nelson Mandela.